Mexican authorities have announced the arrest of another major crime syndicate boss in a concentrated ongoing purge against the leadership of organized crime nationwide. James Blears reports about the level of damage this inflicts on the cartels and associated gangs.
Leonor Nava Romero, who's the alleged leader of the so-called Reds gang based in the southwestern state of Guerrero, linked to the notorious Beltran labor drug cartel, was caught red-handed with a semi-automatic assault rifle and clips of ammunition. He's still being questioned by prosecutors at the National Attorney General's office about the murders of 8 soldiers, kidnappings, and also drug trafficking. In the last year, the government of President Enrique Peña Nieto has arrested Joaquin Shorty Guzman, who was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, and Miguel Ángel Treviño, who was the leader of the fearsome Zetas drug cartel. Although significantly dented by these detentions, those illicit organizations have continued their major narcotic shipments to the United States, Europe, and the rest of the world on a vast scale. Their leadership structures are designed and attuned to adjust and overcome these types of losses, and the day-to-day running of these cartels continues apace. The annual turnover of this illicit industry in Mexico alone is worth in excess of $40 billion. More than 85,000 people have died in Mexico's 8-year drug war. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.